What is up, CSGs? In this video, I'm going to briefly recap the Rockets game versus the Spurs. What are some takeaways that I saw? Tap in right now. Enjoy. The Rockets Chop Shop is your one-stop shop for all your basketball needs, for highlights, analysis, podcasts. We do it all here at the Rockets Chop Shop. Make sure you hit the like button on the videos that you watch if you enjoy them. Hit the subscribe button to get notifications from all the great drops that we have on the channel. Also, you can visit the Chop Shop merch store and get you some of the swaggiest gear in the Houston Rockets kingdom. And if you want, you know, you can always support the channel directly through donations. And if you want, you can support us through our partnerships with our sponsors. The Rockets Chop Shop is made by fans, for fans, and we're going to keep rocking and keep dropping that heat. I'm QD, sir, from me. This is something I know. Just wanted to do a brief recap of the game where the Rockets defeated the San Antonio Spurs. Anytime the Rockets defeat the Spurs, it's a positive for us. That's a win for us. Rockets won 114-101 in a game where Alperen Şengün went off, 45 points on Wemby's head in 36 minutes. Let's see, 45 points, 16 rebounds. He had 3 assists, 5 steals, 1 block, only 2 turnovers, shot 59% from the field, 66 from 3, 71.4. Probably his one, probably I would say he's had some good games. I'm going to say this is up there with his best games of his young career. And the 45 points probably been the highest point scored by a Rocket since Kevin Porter Jr.'s 50, if I'm not mistaken. I think JG, the highest Jalen ever scored was 42. So being able to see the scoring output from Şengün on 32 shots, 19 makes, very efficient. Most of it was from two. Got to the free throw line only 7 times, right? Doesn't even have that all-star, all-NBA whistle to be able to score like this. It is really, really great to see a young Rockets. You know, one of the discussions I've been having with friends of mine is kind of where are we in context of the entire league? You look around the Western Conference, even in our division, you're looking at teams like Memphis with John Morant. You got Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic. You know, you got San Antonio with Wembanyama. You got the kids over there in Oklahoma City. So it's easy to get lost in the sauce of, you know, where we stand relative to these teams that have these young budding superstars. And to see one of our guys that's a near all-star at 21 years old have a performance like this against a generational defensive player. Now, Wemby did block him about 4 times, but just overall, I mean, Şengün was just dominant. And one thing I love about the way he played was the intentionality in which he was getting to his spots, right? Using his body to get Wemby under the rim, getting him in actions where he's moving, using his post moves to get him leaning one way, then trying to get over. He even brought out a sky hook to try to get the shot over. The reason to me that's impressive is if you look at some of the games that Şengün has struggled in this season, it's against lengthier defenders like Wemby, right? And we saw it. Even though he was getting blocked, he kept on attacking, attacking, attacking. The fact that he had it in his mind to say, I'm going to bury this guy under the rim, tells me that, one, he learns from film. And these are the things I look for when I think about players that can be stars in this league. You know, the stats, wonderful. The shooting, great. You know, all of that, the efficiency, all of that is really wonderful. But what you want to see is the IQ and intentionality. And to me, offensively, that was one of the higher IQ games that I've seen from Şengün, because you could tell that everything he did was calculated, whether it was trying to get his shots up, knowing where the shots are going to come from, and also playing in different positions on the court, attacking Wemby downhill and knowing his counters, right? He knows he's an aggressive blocker and shielding himself, using the rim and his body. These are progressions that I want to see. And one thing that, you know, I always say is that when people tell me about Alperen Şengün, about, oh, he can't do this, can't do that, he's 21. Like, he's going to get better. He's going to get better. Just like all our players are going to get better. They're all going to get better because they're young. Even if they're not great, some people's better isn't the same as other people's better. If you're really bad and you get better and you're just good, that's good. And you might end up being a good player. There are some people on our roster that are bad and they're going to end up being good as they grow up and get older in this league. There are some players that are good. When they get better, they get great. And that's really what you want to see. Everybody's graded on a curve. And I think that Alperen Şengün, from what he's shown this year, I've seen enough. Like, I've seen enough from even before this game to know what I have. And it's interesting. An article that Kelly Eco dropped, I think it was today that he dropped it, where he interviewed Coach Udoka. And I'm going to wait on to do a podcast with Roosh about that. But one of the quotes was he basically compared Alpi to Joel Embiid as far as with the gravity and the post scoring. One of the issues that he said we've seen from Şengün this stretch of games is that teams have adjusted to his play. He's getting double and triple team. What is his counter going to be? And that's really where we haven't seen the full arsenal yet come out. That's why I like to see year-to-year progressions. If you show me something in year one or two or three or whenever you get your opportunity, you show me you can do X, teams counter, you need to come back the next year with something new. We've seen this with James Harden, where teams are guarding his step back one way, you know, and then he goes to the sidestep. Or they're going to, you know what I mean? There's always a counter. And those are the great players come back with a new tool in their bag every single year. And I trust that Şengün can do that. We haven't seen the three ball hit consistently. That's going to open up the game. Something Coach Udoka alluded to in the article. We haven't seen them really get back to that mid-range game as he's been doing the past couple of games. That's going to open things up. We haven't really seen him be featured at different aspects of the court, different angles. We don't run a lot of dribble handoffs. He doesn't slip screens, which is another aspect of his game, catching a defense kind of in no man's land where you can get to the basket at ease. It's just so much to the game that he doesn't do. And even on the defensive end, I love how they're using him now more in space. Like I said in the last video I made, talked about how when you look at his defensive metrics, all the things when he's guarding in space, he is damn near good or above average. And in some instances, he's damn near elite for his position. Where he struggles is, we know it, in the pick and roll, right? And shout out to the Clippers that we're going to be playing them today. So this might be a totally different discussion after the Clippers game, but we'll see. But I think Coach Udoka has really done a great job using him and like in putting him off ball, trying to get him out of the action where he can be kind of the helper and also be a guy that could close out, rotate, and it forces him to guard more in isolation and kind of use your IQ to put yourself in position to be able to cut off drivers. And I think he's better suited for that role. It does beg to what type of roster we need to build and going forward and what positions he can play. A lot of people said he could play power forward. I think he can. I think he could play the four or the five. I think all of it is really going to be based on the team construction behind him and what the team wants to do. But my phrase that I've been using for a while now is, I don't know if Alperen Şengün is the guy that the Rockets think he needs to be, but I know he is a guy. And whoever, and I know there was a tweet that Jackson Gatlin put out about somebody from the Rockets front office listing their top prospects with like Cam and Amen. And then he says they're not too high on Şengün. Whoever that person is, they need to fire them. They need to fire them because these are probably likely the same people that thought Kevin Porter Jr. was going to be our future. So once again, love that Coach Ime Udoka is here to really set the record straight and basically echo a lot of the stuff that I've said. Number one, it is incredibly rare to have a player that has the post gravity. And this was apparent since day one that Alperen Şengün has when he's playing basketball, where teams are breaking their necks to try to triple double and scheme him out of the game. That is why he's struggling, because he is the focal point of the defensive game plans. And he has been the focal point for 2 years now. Number two, we don't have any counters to doing that. So I'm looking at a player do one of the hardest things to do in the NBA, which is skew a defense. And our team hasn't really built a roster to be able to take advantage of that. So I'm keeping that in my little pocketbook of notes. Like, okay, he can bend the defense. He's skewing. He has gravity. One of the hardest things to find in the league is gravity. Şengün has gravity. That's checkbox number one. Okay, how do we counter that? We haven't done that yet. So I'm going to park that to the side. Even in addition to that, while he's doing this, he is, playing decent defense. Obviously, there's a lot of things that he could work on to get better, but it's nothing that's impossible. The Rockets have been a top 10 defense this entire season, right? With this makeshift roster, they've been a top 10 defense. So I'm going to keep that in mind as well. So we can have a top 10 defense. I have a guy that's drawing gravity and doing all these things. I have a guy that's 21 years old doing all these things. I have a guy that is continually growing and getting better and learning and being crafted by a great coach, doing all these things. To me, it's pretty simple. right? It's pretty simple. And it's not even a player that you have to me, the perimeter players where you have a guard that's ball dominant, those are the harder builds to build around. If I have a guard like James Harden or somebody, you got to put shooters around them because they're going to get paint touches and kick out. You might have to give them a certain type of big man. You got to get this, you know, certain types of players that are okay with catch and shoot threes, 3-and-D wings, et cetera, et cetera. Without Prince Sengun or any type of post hub, you can put anything around him. You got a guy that can't shoot. He wants to cut. Hey, he can play. Put him in the weak side corner. Let him cut once the defense commits to the double team on the post. If you have a guy that's a shooter, a movement shooter, guess what? DHO time. You got a ball dominant guard. We can run hella pick and rolls. It's so many things. To me, this is so easy. I just don't understand what the Rockets front office is not seeing. This is easy. You can bring in way better players than him. And guess what? He's still going to fit. And the aspect of him that makes him really unique is the ability to pass in the post, right? Generating shots for teammates. This is something Udoka pointed to and said that even Embiid at that age did not have. And he said, that's what makes Alpi special. And I totally agree. So to be able to play the way he did, to have a 96 defensive rating on Victor Wembanyama, to drop 45 on his head is truly special. It's truly special. I was at a loss for words. He was just in a sauce, just cooking. It was beautiful to watch. Shout out to Jalen Green as well in this game. Jalen has quietly been putting together an efficient stretch of games. This is about game 3 or 4 of him playing really, really well. And I think that it does need to be noticed. I'm not going to go too overboard with him because I've seen this before. I just need about a 10-game sample size before I deem him as turning the corner. But from game to game now, one thing I have noticed is the finishing is better. Like the finishing is really been impressive. With the last 3 games, you know, I don't want to like throw water in anybody. Teams that he's going to do well against, San Antonio, the interior presence with Victor Wembanyama out of the paint because they like to kind of use him out as a helper. And when he's out the game, Jalen's going to get into the paint. They really don't have a center when Victor is not in the paint. Same thing for the Suns. I'm sure he's still going to struggle. And this is Jalen's issue because he went, 1-for-10, 2-for-10? Let me see. Jalen went 1-for-10 last night on shooting threes. When the team has no center, he's going to be able to get to the cup at will, basically. The first step is killer. When we play bigger teams, the bigger teams with the interior presence, the big bruisers in the middle where he can get to the cup, that 1-for-10 comes back to bite you. The thing I want to see from Jalen, I'm going to keep preaching this, is does he understand what his strengths are? And I don't think he really does. I just want to see him learn what his strengths are, learn where his bread is buttered, right? If you know that you have a big man camping in the paint, don't go head down just throwing your body into them and getting blocked over and over. If you know your 3 ball isn't falling, don't take 10 threes if you only hit 1, right? You got to know your game. Know where you can get to your spots. Just like I was talking about with Alperen Sengun, as far as it relates to him being intentional about getting Wemby under the basket, being intentional about where he wants to take his shots. That's IQ. That's having that savantry about your game. That's something Jalen needs to keep learning, is knowing, okay, this is how they play me, so I'm going to play like this. I'm going to play my mid-range more. If they're going to give me these shots, I'm going to take these shots. If the big is in the paint, don't go to the paint. And if they're going to crowd the paint, kick it out. Kick it out. Learn to drive and kick. Read the game. Once again, shout out to Coach Udoka for pointing these things out. This is really the difference for him, is learning to read the game, right? Read the game as a pro. And once he does that, once he can figure that out, everything else, the tools that God gave him, becomes very, very easy. Very easy. That's all he needs to work on. But he's been quietly having a really resurgence as a basketball player in the post All-Star break. One thing that he has been locked in on is defense. And Jalen Green, I think he had the best defensive rating for the team. Let me pull that up real quick. Against the Spurs. And I know he had one of the best defense rating against the Suns as well. Jalen Green had a 92 defensive rating. A 92 defensive rating. Crazy. I'm going to go to my brother Mitty's website. That is Centers Culture, centersculture.com. Y'all check it out. On there, you can see the opponent, shooting percentages. On there, Jalen Green held opponents to 37% shooting on 6 of 16 shots. You got Alperen Sengun holding opponents to, let's see, Alperen 40% on 9 of 22. The kids were playing deep, locking up. This is why you bring in Coach Udoka. This is why You this is why you want to develop these guys in this aspect of the game, playing defense, because when their talents start coming in as they get older, everything else falls into place. But all around a great game, you know, from everybody. I think Fred finally started listening to me. Get into your mid-range bag. I think this is the most mid-range pull-ups I've seen Fred hit in the game as a Rocket, because he was scared of getting that paint with Wemby there. So you better hit them pull-up twos. That is the Chris Paul shot. I'm not sure why he doesn't do that. He needs to do that more. Needs to do that way more. Dylan has been struggling on offense, but he played good defense tonight. Jabari struggling on offense. Jabari struggling all around. Good point of attack defense tonight from him. Jock Landale, once again, able to be playable. That's a huge development for the Rockets. Imagine if we actually had NBA level backups, right, with this team. How good would we be? If you guys remember, the starting five for our roster with Jabari, Jalen, Shangun, Dylan, and Fred, we're one of the top starting fives for about 2.5 months in the NBA in net rating. And this was with Jalen being pretty bad, right? So either, you know, he improves a lot. Let's be optimistic. Remember, fixing stuff. Let's say Jalen comes back, different man, guarding, rebounding, making the right reads like he was doing against the Spurs, taking the right shots, being a positive like he has been over the last 6 or 7 games, right? You have that player there. You have Shangun taking a leap over the summer, coming back being a 24-10 guy, 24-10-4 or something along those lines. You have Dylan, even though he's been shooting 27% from 3-post all-star break, that's neither here or there, but you have Dylan playing better defense. You have Fred hitting his pull-up twos when teams are sagging off of him, hitting his threes like he's been doing the last couple of games. You have all of this, and then when you bring in the bench, it's guys like Cam Whitmore. It's guys like Amen Thompson, right, coming off the bench early next year. Maybe Amen squeezes his way on the starters towards the end of the year, but early next year, he's coming in. But instead of, you know, the Reggie Bullocks of the world, the Jock Landales, you bring in I don't know, just throw out a name, Clint Capella. You bring in a real backup center that's going to be able to change the game for you. You're bringing in a healthy Tari Eason. You're bringing in just different players, a movement shooter that we've signed. And then now the team gets a lot more interesting. Right. And then that's where we're trying to build towards. But all of it starts with just cultivating that culture of winning with these young guys. That's why I'm never for tanking, because games like this matter. This game that we just saw, it matters in the grand scheme of things for Albert Shangun. It matters from Jalen Green, seeing that he can impact the game on the defensive end of the court and still have a good offensive game. In some of the shooting wasn't there. Shots weren't being made. He pressed on about 3 or 4 shots. Otherwise, he had a great game. Reading the game, you get rewarded. The team gets rewarded when you play the game the right way. And I think that's what coach is trying to instill onto these kids. Play the game the right way, and it'll take care of you. Damn all that AAU stuff. Play the game the right way, bro. The game, and this is the game of basketball, the game of life, whatever it is, whatever your field is. I'm going to go into preacher mode right now. Whatever your field is, whatever you do, bro, whether you're a plumber, a nurse, a teacher, you work in a factory, whatever you do, you a consultant, a accountant. If you play the game the right way, meaning if you grind, it will take care of you. You never cheat the process. And I think that's what these dudes are learning to do. And I love to see it. Game against the Clippers, I ain't gonna hold y'all, bro. I ain't gonna hold y'all. They might spank us. It was on a back-to-back emotional win versus the Spurs. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Pick and roll, Maestro, James Harden coming back to town. You got Kawhi. You know, I don't know who's gonna guard Kawhi, Paul George. They got a lot of problems for us to solve, so I'm not too confident about that game. If I had it, I'd probably think we get an L. Right. But I'm not going to hold them. You beat the Spurs. You've done your job. But y'all let me know, what did you think about Alpi's performance from the game? How did you feel about Jalen Green's defense? I ain't going to lie. Dude, it moved me. That defense was, the scoring doesn't move me. Like the Suns game, that doesn't move me. But that defense picking up full court, that definitely moved me. That aroused some feelings in me. You know what I mean? Stuff like that will whip me back, bro. If you talking about, you know what I mean? He ain't going to get back to Kobe or nothing. He ain't getting back to Kobe. But I might get him back to Devin Booker. If you can play defense like that, bro, like I said, I've always known Jalen's a good guard defender. It's just, to me, it's mental. A lot of the stuff is mental, but life is mental, right? Your mentals really dictate what you do physically. So he just got to lock in, bro. He got to lock in. Once again, this summer is going to be the most important of his career. But y'all let me know, Alpi's game, did you like about it? You know, were you surprised that he was able to treat Victor Wembanyama like a ragdoll? And then for Jalen Green, the defense, Fred, anybody on the team, let me know what was your favorite part of this win against the Spurs. Any win against the Spurs is a win for the Houston Rockets and the city of Houston. But y'all keep rocking with the channel. If you're new, hit the subscribe button. If you like this video, hit the like button. Keep rocking with the Chop Shop. We're going to keep dropping that fire.